You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Remington Arms, a legendary gun company, has been in business for over 200 years, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They are not the only U.S. gun company that's seen shrinking profits as of late. Sturm Ruger, as well as American Outdoors brand, formerly known as Smith & Wesson, have been taking hits as well. Is Remington a victim of shifting public sentiment surrounding guns, or is something else going on here? Here to talk about what is happening, Texas Standard investigative reporter Alon Stevens. Good to see you again, Alon.
Good to see you as well.
So let's begin with Remington. What happened that led this Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing?
So really, the story kind of starts back in 2007 when Remington was acquired by Cerebus Capital Management, and they acquired the company. And then by 2012, they weren't interested in it. They found out, you know, Sandy Hook occurred and Remington Bushmaster was involved in it, and Cerebus lost interest in it. They actually tried to sell the company in 2012. Mm-hmm. When this happened, however, there was still a boom in sales and there was a lot of confidence. But in the interim of this, they got saddled with a lot of debt, almost $1 billion in debt, and now they've filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection that's going to write off about $700 million of this debt, and the creditors are going to take control of the company.
So if I hear what you're saying right now, this is something with its roots going back to business practices as early as, what, 2012 or so?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and they had some product misfires as well.
They did. So their M700 line of rifles actually would cost the company about $12.5 million.
They had some recalls?
So they had some recalls. What happened was there's allegations that the gun would fire without the trigger being pulled. There's a class action lawsuit that followed that. Some allegations and an investigation saying that they possibly hid some of the problems with the rifle. And then they had some other issues. They released their Remington 2020 line, which had this advanced optical sight and a hefty price tag of about $5,000 per rifle.
Probably trying to make
system.
Up for some of their losses.
Correct. And that was reportedly plagued with production issues and didn't sell very well as well. And then,
well, let me stop you right there, because that's Remington, but we've also seen Colt file for Chapter 11. We've seen Sturm Ruger take some hits on Wall Street, as well as the company that now owns Smith & Wesson. All these are storied brands. So is everyone having difficulty shooting straight?
They are. You know, it's a difficult market out here. I'm sure you've heard of the Trump slump. So in the last decade or so.
Explain the Trump slump.
So in the last 10 years, under a Democratic-controlled Congress, under Democratic President Barack Obama, this stoked a lot of fears with people who thought there'd be a new round of gun control legislation. And what that did was that sparked a lot of buyers to go out and buy new guns. To give you an example, in 2004, there are about 9 million FBI background checks for new purchases of guns. In 2016, that number would be 27.5 million. So a huge boom there. The thing, though, is that these gun companies anticipated another Democratic win in the form of Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
They ramped up production, thinking they would stay with the expectation of high sales, and they overproduced. They overshot their marks, and now they're sitting on stockpiles of weapons that they're unable to move.
Bottom line, I think, for the perspective of a lot of our listeners, is are these protests, is the outrage that we're hearing about gun violence in America, about school shootings, is that having an impact on the bottom line for these gun makers?
So right now, we're seeing a lot of the issues that gun companies are facing being simply production problems. But, you know, moving forward, though, it's really kind of constrained the gun companies, because there's also the talk about exhaustion, that during the boom, the hardcore gun enthusiast market, the person that owns more than one gun, that they're exhausted. They bought all the guns that they are interested in buying.
So they've got their arsenal.
Right. Yeah. And the gun companies are trying to kind of go out and reach new demographics. What's happening, though, with the current protest is that they're kind of constraining the gun markets about where they can take those messages. So you notice gun companies really can't advertise on a lot of media platforms. Gun communities that have used YouTube and Reddit are now being constrained in those areas, too. YouTube is saying that they're going to take down videos that actuate gun sales. Reddit did the same thing. So it's really kind of putting them in a bind as far as reaching that new market that they need to do to kind of get in the green again.
So you got market saturation and no real viable way to grow their business.
Right.
Yeah. Alon Stevens has been exploring this story. He's Texas Standard investigative reporter. Good to talk with you again, Alon.
Good talking with you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.